Democratic Governor Janet Mills today released an outline of her proposed two-year budget. This document prioritizes several key initiatives, including funding for voter-approved Medicaid expansion, local education funding, and also additional dollars to help address the opioid crisis. We have brought in Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler to help break down Mills' spending plan, her first since becoming governor last month. Steve, let's start with the top lines that Governor Mills presented today. What jumps out?
Well, a couple of things, Nora. I mean, first is the overall spending level that the governor is proposing over the next two fiscal years. It's just over $8 billion. And what's notable about that is that it's an 11% increase over the current budget. Now, as you can imagine, Republican lawmakers were quick to point out that that's very significant. And it could go higher because once lawmakers start negotiating, the spending plan tends to go higher. And they have a point about that. The last two budgets proposed by Governor Paula Page started much lower than where they ended up after the legislature ended up passing them. But it's also worth noting that Mills's plan does not raise taxes or fees. And that's consistent with a no tax increase pledge that she made during her successful campaign last fall.
Okay, so no tax increases. That seems like something Republicans would be happy about, right?
Sure. I mean, I think they're happy about that. But their main problem with the governor's budget is that it relies too heavily on one-time money. And also because it relies on forecasted revenues that could decline if there's an economic downturn. Now, every budget relies on forecasted revenues. But the GOP's point here is that Mills' plan really pushes it to the limit, and that a blip in their actual revenues down the road could cause a real problem. As one Republican leader put it, the budget might be sustainable over the next 2 years, but that could change in the out years, leading to some very difficult choices for the next legislature, not this one. I'll also point out that Republicans were pretty reserved in their criticism, and a big reason for that is they were essentially reacting to a budget outline when we talked to them today, not the actual budget itself. The actual budget is where we'll see a lot more detail about how exactly the governor plans to pay for her major initiatives.
Okay, so those initiatives you mentioned, what are the big ones?
Sure. So let's start with the one that the governor stressed during her budget briefing, health care. The budget uses $150 million to pay for the state's share of Medicaid expansion, which voters approved 2 years ago, but was never implemented by Governor LePage. If you recall, LePage pretty much rejected all funding proposals to fund Medicaid expansion, including using funds that already exist in the Medicaid account. Now, Mills is going right to that account to pay for the expansion, and she's also using a reserve account as a sort of a stopgap if those existing funds turn out to be insufficient. The governor is also increasing state funding for public education by $126 million. That increase brings state education aid to over 50%. But short of the 55% that voters mandated several years ago, a mandate that's never been met. The governor is also increasing state support to the Maine University and community college systems. And this is really interesting. She's mandating that no public teacher receive a salary lower than $40,000 a year. Now, Republicans are really worried about this proposal, and they're calling it effectively an unfunded mandate to municipalities, and one that could really break local budgets because they're the ones that will have to pay for it going forward. Mills does increase state aid to municipalities, aid that theoretically could be used to pay for local education costs. But there's no requirement for cities and towns to use that revenue sharing for such costs or to decrease property taxes. A couple other big items worth mentioning. Mills is adding $5 million to address the opioid crisis. And she's also increasing the number of public health nurses, basically following a law that the legislature passed a couple of years ago, but one that Governor LePage effectively ignored.
We talked about this yesterday, but as we've said, this is just a proposal, and it's pretty likely there's going to be some big changes once the state lawmakers start negotiating. What will you be watching as that process unfolds?
The first thing I want to see is the reaction to some of the details that we just didn't have when the outline was initially presented today. I mean, how money is shifted around and where it comes from can be just as important as the money spent. But I think the fundamental thing to think about here is that Mills seems to have attempted to strike a middle ground. She's presented a proposal that doesn't raise taxes, but also fulfills some of the promises that she and other Democrats made during the campaign. But there are Democrats who want more, and some of them didn't make the same no tax increase pledge that Mills did. And Republicans are already saying the proposal goes too far, that it's unsustainable over the long term. I think it'll be interesting to see how the governor balances those two positions as negotiations take place over the next few months. She's tried to strike a balance in her initial proposal, but this is just the very first step, and with many more to come.
Okay, that's Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler. Thanks a lot, Steve.
My pleasure, Nora.